Is your mic on? All right.
Hello?
Turn it over to Brother Hannah.
Good morning to everyone. Buenos dias. Please excuse me if I spell wrongly. And good morning to everyone in the name of our Lord God. And also thank you so much for giving the opportunity. Our Fairbrough Chapel families, brothers and sisters, and our elders to share about, you know, some God's work initiated back in the remote village in India. And also, I feel like this is a good Thanksgiving gift by sharing the God's work in this Thanksgiving weekend. And before starting our message, I would like to give us some small prayer. Okay. Precious God, thank you so much for giving this an opportunity to share your miracle things. Please God, you know, fill my heart, soul, and everything. Please guide me, help me, give the wisdom to share your miracle thanks. Amen. So, this is the first slide. This is a remote village, the name called Jolkallo. This is very much famous for the rice as well as cotton and chilies. This is the oldest tree. This is called as a palm tree. This palm tree gives the name called ice apple. So, in English, it is ice apple. So that fruit gives the very good, it cools down the temperature whenever you eat. The reason is this village always shoot up with the temperature nearly 100 plus Fahrenheit during the summer. That is the average temperature. So today we'll discuss about these three points. Who are we? What are we doing in our hometown? Why are we doing? So, who are we? Before giving all the message, who are we? That means, you know, our great-great-grandparents, their profession is the Mason. They constructed a church in 1928. By that time, you know, India is not gifted with the freedom from the British government. So, he's a very good skilled person, my great-great father. So he got an offer to build a church, the church in 1928. So at that time itself, you know, he came to know that Jesus Christ is the Savior. So that is the year the God's seed is planted in our family. And also, at that time itself, they felt like, you know, this life is given by God. They got created by God, not by flesh or blood. So that's what they believed at that time. So, and also, they believed that by grace of God, they have been saved through the faith, and they believed that whatever the blessings they received at that time, you know, those are all the gifts given by the God. Brother, can you start the video? less than 100 people know about Jesus Christ. You can see those kind of bullock carts in that village. They very frequently used for the agriculture work. So this is the place where we are planning to construct a church. So this was the church constructed in 1928. Now, what are we doing in our hometown? See, so since we all of our family was blessed with the God, my father, my family back in India, inspired by God's work, what are the blessings He did at our family? So my family decided, to go for the church construction to share the, what are the possible things to about the God. Since as the scripture saying that Romans 10:17, our family thinks that before constructing church, they had some ideas what to do. So for them, they think that, first of all, we need to spread the word of the God. Since once the people starts hearing the word of the God, they starts having a faith in the God. So that's what the scripture inspired my parents. And also John chapter 3:16-17, since the God has created this world and He loved this world a lot, whoever having a faith in His Son will have the eternal life. And also back in India, during the pandemic period, a lot of people, they are falling down like a flies. So they don't know what is the life after their death. So this is also one of the reason a lot of people don't know the name called eternal life. So that is also one of the reason. The people are living, they're doing a lot of work, but suddenly they are losing their life. But after that, they don't know what their life is. So that is also one of the reason our family inspired to teach the people, at least make them to know what is the eternal life. That is also one of the reason. So they are planning to do the work in the hometown. And also chapter 3:17, God came to this world to save His people, but not for giving the judgment. And also the people in India back, they are having the wrong interpretation about the our missionaries or Christian life. So this is also one of the reason. First of all, we need to tell what is the faith, what is the correct words, and let them know, let them take the judgment. So that's what God also saying, this is scripture, right? That God comes to the world to save our life, to save His people, not for giving the judgment. So this is these are the things we need to do the work in the village. So why are we doing? So this is the most powerful slide I would like to share. The reason is, this is a big story to tell about this slide. Even though we are not leaving this village, my parents, my father left this village in 1968. The reason is, the God blessed a lot this village. I'll show you the next part of the video, how that village looks like. And also that village is blessed with a lot of natural resources, so that every year they have a lot of agriculture. There is no stoppage from the land. If three crops they get, so they have a lot of money. So because of that, the people looks for the power, political power. So they started killing each other. And also, you know, they don't go to the police stations or the courts. That is a waste of time. So like that, you know, they used to do the promise on the dead body. Say, whoever kills that guy, they want to take the revenge by next year. By death anniversary, they want to kill the opposite person. Like that, they have the, you know, violence mindset in their life. And also, my grandfather is having 5 sons. And one of my uncles is also a little bit aggressive. He got scared if they live in the village, they also get killed. So because of that, you know, my grandfather forced them to leave this village. So that is a thing of mindset that people are having in that village. So once my parents moved back to the another town, and they also practiced the same Christian life. So, but always my father having a mindset like, you know, he want to save that village. Since that is his birthplace, he always having a mindset, you know, he want to do something to the village. So that's why he is having that mindset in his thought in his mind. So, but 2016, that is a terrible year in my family, because I have a five siblings. You know, I have 4 siblings, including me, we are total 5. I lost my younger brother in 2016 because of severe sickness. So my parents visited in 2017. Because of my younger brother lost, my mother also got a mild stroke here, but God saved her. And once my parents went back to India, so, you know, one day in 2018, my father proposed the construction of a church, because he was influenced by other people. The village people came to my father and asked him to construct a church. Then he called me in 2018 May. He proposed a church, construction of the church. Then I told him, my father, I'm having a financial problem. I have a hard time to survive the life here as well. I need to survive there also. So I have 2 families. I don't have financial stability here. Like that, I told my father. And also I told him, your age is now 70 plus, what do you do there? You don't have enough energy to do the God's work. Like that, you know, I discouraged my father. So that's why, that is the thing. He didn't talk much, and we closed the issue in 2018 May. Then slowly, I don't know, God is, my father prayed a lot about his plan. So slowly, 2019 May, January, you know, God unexpectedly, he raised my paycheck 30%. I didn't expect that one. So slowly, 2019 and 2020, I changed everything in my life. So I didn't expect the things in my life. And he cleared all my debits. He made me very happy. Then in 2000 May, someday I got an idea. Okay, my father desire I need to fulfill. So, and also I started believing already I believed God, but you know, my family is nowhere from anywhere. But he put me in a very comfortable place. So this is the time to, you know, give thanks to the God, whatever may be. So I shared to my fellowship, Telugu fellowship brothers, one of my brother village, Vijay. He inspired me a lot. Okay, and the God work, once you start, we're starting only hurdles. Once you start, God will not stop. Like that, he pushed me hard. And also, Padma also, you know, she also supported. We don't have a big house here, but that construction of church is a big thing. Let's go. Like that, she also supported me. So then I called my father. Father, I am ready. Are you ready? Father, he not believed me. Are you sure? Are you ready to construct church? Yes, I told my father, yes, I'm ready. Then I have my elder brother. He lives in the nearby that village. I spoke to my brother. Father is already old man. So if you are take the responsibility to construct a church, I'll take care of everything, whatever God provides me. So that's the plan we had, and this year, April, the church construction started. these are the miracle things happen until that. Now, April, May, June, July, everything, I have surplus funds, everything drained out. My brother is constant to church, everything went, everything coming very good shape, and from my brothers, other Christian brothers, fellowship brothers, they helped a lot beyond their limit. But still, you know, I'm running out of funds. So one day, the early morning, 3 o'clock, I'm not getting sleep. So, but my brother keep on asking, send the money. I had to pay a lot of, you know, expenses. So I prayed to God, you know, God gave me. And next day I got a phone call from my consulting app. We have one job is ready, are ready to be building. I told them, no, I'm already doing another job. I cannot do. No, we have no barriers. We can work as extra hours. We'll pay whatever you want. So I didn't expect that call from him. So in my 20 years IT career, I didn't have such an easy interview. So immediately they offered me. So once I received that job, everything settled down. You know, what are my brother is asking. I'm able to send him and everything. So these are the miracles. It's happened until today. So see, and Matthew chapter 28 saying that, you know, this scripture so motivated me. See that village is very much blessed, but they're not doing good things. So it says me that, you know, make the disciples, make them to keep away from the evil things by getting into the baptism in the name of our Savior. This is also one of the scriptures motivated us. And John 13, 34, 35 was saying that build the brotherhoodship. See, you know, no one tell that, you know, see, the people are fighting each other. But everyone says that, you know, we didn't see anywhere that Bible is the best book, the holy book that gives all the solutions for the our God living life. And also he's saying that, you know, build the brotherhood and build the God's love between the citizens. So once we started the church, all the village people, you know, they are looking at the church. They're looking for the, you know, when they are going to opening the church. So actually we plan to open the church by the end of the December, but you know, a lot of floods are happening. My brother also felt a little bit disappointed since he is not able to meet the target. But even though I am ready, the God is ready. But, you know, so he pushed that to end of the March or February. So please pray for that one. And one more thing, last but not the least, in Hebrew chapter 13, verses 16. Since God blessed us much by saving our life, so he felt like this is our responsibility to share good things in the name of our God and to sacrifice the things, what are the blessings to give us, we need to show our sacrifice for him. That's how, you know, we can please the God. Brother, video. This is a main small rectangular box that is for worship hall, and the small line is that is for the guest house for the speakers. I'm also planning the way how we are doing the worship here. So I'm planning to get the, you know, all the speakers, 10 members for the 2 months plan. I'm planning to execute the same plan what you are doing here. So please pray for that one. This is the status of the church by first week of the October. This is the guest room for whoever the speakers comes, they can stay there. This is the plan for the elevation. So this is the canal, the blessed with a natural resource. I also learned swimming this canal only when I was in 5th grade. Thank you.